Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast number 50 is brought to you by careerwonder.com. The ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. In podcast 40, I talked about how to play against pushers. Now, pushers typically play a very conservative and defensive style that is predicated on simply getting the ball back into play and relying on you to make the error. The pusher style is not considered to be all that imaginative or innovative. Now, in contrast to the pusher style, and something you probably see at your local park or club, is the crafty and versatile style of play often brought about by an older, more seasoned player who will use just about any kind of shot or tactic to gain the edge over the opponent. In fact, for many younger players, it can be a rather frustrating experience playing comparable level but older players who on paper do not match up physically or athletically. The younger players often find it challenging to win versus the older players, who may not have the physical capabilities they once had, but are very wily and possess a wealth of experience, and thus understand how to deploy all the weapons in their arsenal. You know, at one of the local parks where I play, there is a player, we'll call him Jason. So Jason is 31 years old. He played a little bit of tennis in high school and really didn't pick up a racket again until about 3 years ago, when he caught the tennis bug. And he's been playing tennis more seriously since. Now, Jason is a solid 4.0 level player. He is 5 feet 11 inches tall, in reasonably good shape, and a pretty good athlete. Now, Jason often plays singles against Paul, who is in his late 50s. Paul has been playing for over 30 years and is also a 4.0 level player. So Jason and Paul are comparable level players, but in the head-to-head matchup, Jason has lost 8 of 9 matches. After the most recent loss a couple of weeks ago, Jason shared some of his frustration with me and saw some advice on how to play against Paul. So to share a little bit of my conversation, Jason said, "I don't get it. I'm much younger, stronger, and more athletic. I also hit the ball a lot harder and with more spin and action than Paul. Yet, I always seem to be the one who does most of the running on the court and making unforced errors." Folks, as I mentioned earlier, I hear this quite often from younger players when they play crafty older opponents. The advice I share with the younger players is very simple. I tell them, it's about the SPF. And no, I'm not talking about sunscreen or protection against UV rays. SPF stands for be smart, stay positive, stay focused. Folks, the fact is, experience matters. Mature, seasoned players can be very wily. They may not be as fast or as strong as they used to be, but they typically have a comprehensive understanding of the game. They have solid control of their shots, and they'll employ just about any tactic honed from their years of experience to annoy, frustrate, and throw you off of your game. So if you happen to be the significantly younger player, as in this case Jason is, who has the superior physical abilities over your older opponent, you've got to make smart decisions. And that begins by understanding what your strengths and weaknesses are, as well as those of your opponent, and then playing your strengths against your opponent's weaknesses. So if a physical edge is what you've got, well, great. But remember that having a physical edge is not limited to just raw pace, power, and action on your shots. It can also be about your mobility, speed, agility, and stamina. So be smart. The other thing you've got to do when playing a seasoned and wily opponent is to stay positive. Yeah, it can be frustrating. And as I've said, these older players are very experienced, they're crafty and knowledgeable about the game. And they typically will have a lot of options at their disposal, which may include deploying unconventional shots and tactics. So you should expect that you're going to make some unforced errors. You should expect to lose some points. You should expect that you're going to miss some opportunities. That's what a quality opponent can do to you, particularly an opponent who possesses a wealth of experience and can effectively deploy a wide array of shots and tactics. The key is to stay positive and believe in the strengths of your game. Believe in those facets of your game that you can execute well. believe that those strengths will enable you to overcome your opponent so you can emerge as the victor. Lastly, stay focused. Play your game. It's easy to get flustered by the craftiness of older, more experienced opponents, become impatient, and start attempting to hit shots you normally do not attempt. But stay on point. Know your strengths and weaknesses. Know your opponent's strengths and weaknesses. Continue to execute your game plan and make any necessary adjustments to the plan based on what is transpiring in the match between you and your opponent. But in order to do this, you've got to stay on top of the task at hand and not allow your opponent to compromise that focus. Folks, the bottom line is this. Mature opponents can be very formidable, but as with every type of player, they are beatable. So the next time you lock horns in a match against a player who is significantly older and more experienced, remember, apply some SPF. Be smart. Stay positive. Stay focused. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.